It's over here freezing to death. I don't blame her. It's 39 degrees to get things started.
She's not in the minority. It is chilly.
And it's the middle of May, and it feels like the middle of April. But we've got the chilliness. Boy, was it out. Who had these poor high school kids that they sent in college?
Tough week.
Oh, man, they sent them out there on Saturday when it's... I look on my phone and it says 50, feels like 42. It's not often we have wind chill in May, but they toughed it out. And the South golfers, Joe, they'll play in high water, high winds, long courses, short courses, and they're going to beat you.
Well, I tell you, one makes four titles this spring, and by night's end tonight, will it be five and two straight conference Indiana golf titles for Dustin Carver's fifth-ranked South Panthers Smock Golf Club on Indy's southeast side. The venue today for both the Panthers and the North Cougars of Brian Muehlhaus. Panthers nudged out number 10 Zionsville by a shot, and boy, beat a star-studded field that included nine of the state's top 10 teams, including top-ranked Center Grove being one of them, winning the Trophy Club crown up in Lebanon, firing a 313 aggregate. Joe Weiler, team medalist, with a 75. That was good for a tie for second individually. Joe's second straight tournament runner-up finish in the third this spring for Weiler. Senior Quinn Pizzo, a 78, along with Nick Burris, a 79, in less than ideal weather conditions to play the game of golf. Tanner Shapiro had an 81 and Brett Knorr 86 to complete the scoring. Now looming today, back-to-back conference Indiana crowns. Cougars, by the way, finished 18th. Team medalists Sam Wise and Adam Baker with 85s at the Trophy Club shootout. Both of those Cougars looking for all-conference mention later today. Sullivan made it back-to-back WIC titles, winning over at Idle Creek in Terre Haute. Edgewood was 8th. Gary Lee's Mustangs, led by freshman Jackson Wendell, he had a 90. On the softball beat, Emily Kron's North Cougars wound up 3rd at the Conference Indiana Tournament at Franklin Central, losing a heartbreaker 1-0 to Franklin Central, who went on to win the title, beating Columbus North 13-3. The Cougars did bounce back. And how about freshman Katie Mills? Her first varsity at-bat, a pinch hit, 3-run homer in the 8th inning to beat Terre Haute South 8-5 in that third-place game. North is 13-5 to start the week. They play tonight over at Owen Valley at 5 o'clock. South lost twice to Perry Meridian and Southport to finish 8th. South, who knocked out 20 hits on the day, including two home runs from Addie Benham, now 4-11. They're playing tonight at 6 at White River Valley to begin week number 8. And meanwhile, finally, we got the WIC Girls Tournament finish. Cascade beat Northview for the championship. Some unfinished business. Edgewood will play West Vigo tonight out in Ellettsville at 6 for the third place game. That tournament was really hurt by a lot of the weather delays last week. And mentioning those delays, postponed 3 times last week. And then on the 4th try, on Friday night, 10th-ranked Terre Haute South beat Barb Mills' 18th-ranked North Cougars 4-1 for the Conference Indiana Tennis Crown. Carolina Lopez, the lone winner at 2 singles, pushing her spring mark to 12-1. North starts week number 8, now 10-4. There is action tonight. Edgewood's home to Linton at 5:30. Boy, it was a raw day to play hardball, but South got even with North this spring, winning 3-1 over in Columbus North at the Conference Indiana Championships. Alex Franklin outdueling John Inman in that 7-inning battle of 3 hitters. Panthers start week 8 at 13-9, and tonight will host the 14-6 Edgewood Mustangs at Grove Memorial at 5:30 after finishing 5th in Conference Indiana. Richard Hurt's Cougars got a one-hit shutout from Aaron Wicker in a 2-0 win over Southport prior to the Panther matchup. The Panthers earlier beat Perry Meridian in the consolation bracket. North honors its seniors Tuesday night. They'll be hosting Perry Meridian starting week 8. The Cougars at 13-7. Mentioning Edgewood, Tuesday night, the Mustangs of Bob Jones will host Northview in the championship game of the WIC. And as I mentioned, the Edgewood Mustangs and the Panthers tonight at Grove Memorial starting at 5:30. North hosts the start of the state meet tournament series Tuesday night. The girls sectional track and field, battle of North and South again, field events at 5:30, and no different over on the boys' side, another city scrap when it's all said and done. The boys' sectional coming up Thursday night at the Siebold Oval. this week ahead of us. Edgewood had its string of 13 straight WIC titles ended back on Friday night. Brown County swept both the boys and girls crowns. The fellas finished fifth, the girls third. Mason Saylor won the 110 hurdles in 15-14. That tied a new conference record. Mason was second in the 300s. Braden Patton had a PR 45-3. With the shot for second place, also PR'd in the discus by some 7 feet, 132.5 to grab sixth place overall. And the sophomore, Taylor Acuff, yeah, she can hit home runs, but boy, she can throw the discus as well. She won the event with a new PR of 103.25. By the way, in unified track action over the weekend, B&L scored 45 points to top Edgewood, and Bloomington North was 6. Edgewood's 400 relay team of Robert Hanna, Eric Glidden, Garrett Love, and Jay Farley took the title there, and the Mustangs also picked up a win in the open 400 with Love and Austin Heckman finishing there as well. So we move into week number 8. On the high school beat, don't forget In the Zone, Damon Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. Joined In Progress then. Reds are in Cleveland at the Jake both tonight and Tuesday night before the move to the Great American Ballpark for Wednesday and Thursday night's games with the Wigwammers. The pregame both of those nights at 7, but again, we'll be joining the Reds In Progress after In the Zone tonight at 7 o'clock.
Well, hopefully, Joe, that everybody's warmed up and we can get moving on to May, but some great performances there. Hoosiers win yesterday on Senior Day on the Big Diamond as well, as they beat and win the series against Illinois. Evan Bell with the big performance there. Joe, the Hoosiers used 5 pitchers this weekend. I was told they were all seniors, so that tells you what time of year it is and how important these games are. Hoosiers to Louisville tomorrow and then to Lincoln before the Omaha trip for the Big Ten. So we'll get caught up on baseball coming up next hour.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Well, stay warm, and I hope
good luck on that one.
By next hour, we'll have it a little warmer for you. I know your coffee's warm, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, turn the heat up a couple
there
of
you
nuggets
go.
In
except
the control.
For
you know how that works.
Sit in the window like a cat. That's
yeah.
Right. All right, Smitty, great job as always.
All righty.
Next hour, Joe Smith, Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45. Such peaceful music for a Monday.
It's going to make people want to go back to sleep. We should have it really blasting.
Blast it up, that's right.
Yeah, it was something. Just...
When I got to work this morning, I thought I was late. It was really light and bright this morning.
It was. Sort of
oh,
light
my goodness.
Yeah, I opened the curtains up before we got here. It's like, yeah, I like the sunshine.
Joe, I turned on the radio this morning, and I was hoping the guy in the air didn't say, it's 7:42, and you're listening to This Morning with Gordon Deal. I'm glad I didn't hear that, but it was bright and shiny, and that's the good part. The better part was, as Joe Smith checks in with us live on the telephone every Monday, it was a beautiful day for baseball at the BART. It was a beautiful night on Friday night for fireworks after the game. That game was a really good college baseball game, Joe, but the way the Hoosiers took that loss and bounced back on a terrible weather day on Saturday and then enjoyed the sunshine yesterday, they began the weekend in first place. Tell us how they came out of the weekend here on a Monday morning.
Well, I tell you, only fitting on Seniors Day that a senior, Evan Bell, take care of business when runs were tough to come by in a 3-game set won by Indiana over Illinois. When it was all said and done at the BART over the weekend, the Hoosiers strung together 10 hits and used that complete game three-hitter from Evan in that 4-1 win on Seniors Day over the Fighting Illini yesterday afternoon. Junior Craig Dietlow led the way for the Hoosiers offensively Sunday. He had a 3-hit day and scored a run and also collecting multi-hit games for the Hoosiers. Freshman Scotty Bradley and Luke Miller, all 4 runs driven in, by the way, were accounted for by freshmen, as Bradley had 2, while Miller and Ryan Feynman each had 1. But Bell was the story on his special day, tossing his second complete game of the season, facing only 33 batters and allowing just 6 base runners on 3 hits, a walk. He hit a couple of batters, struck out 6, picking up his second consecutive victory. As I mentioned, Indiana ended up the regular season at the BART 19-6, trailing now Minnesota by a half game as we move into the final week of the regular season. It'll be on the road, and it'll be a shortened week because we'll start with 2 back-to-back night games Thursday and Friday night out in Lincoln, Nebraska against the Cornhuskers, who are currently in a tie for a third. Indiana will be in action tomorrow. It's down to Louisville. Jim Patterson Stadium, 6 o'clock against the Cardinals, who right now have the number 2 RPI nod in the country. So that would be a big feather in the cap for Indiana to improve its RPI, which is whittling down here, which is what you want to see this time of year. But grudgingly, runs scored over the weekend. Indiana had 8, but they win the series 2-1. The pitching was just outstanding, even as was mentioned Friday in that 11-inning loss by Kyle Hart. Just an outstanding game. Indiana gave the Fighting Illini, the pitchers, only 4 runs over the weekend. Great job there. Well, if you missed it, second-seeded Minnesota won the Big Ten softball tournament. They beat top-seeded Michigan 4-3 in 10 to earn the automatic berth into the NCAA, claiming their third tournament title and first in a couple of years. By the way, Indiana, as you know, lost to Michigan 10-0 on Friday night after beating Wisconsin. That was its first tourney win in 10 years, and the 29 wins turned in this year, the most in the last 4 years for one of Michelle Gardner's crew. Tara Traynor and Taylor Uden were named to the all-tournament team. How about Sydney Clute, huh? 14-6, and she's up and away. A new school record, Big Ten record, facility record out at Nebraska. She took care of 3 records on her way to winning the conference championship in the pole vault. Clute now has won back-to-back pole vault conference championships and now holds the indoor and outdoor school record. She's currently ranked as the 9th best vaulter in the nation going into the NCAAs. By the way, Laura Schroeder, congratulations to Laura. She won the hammer throw with a season best 213.3. Also, Nikhil McClinton was second in that event. Daniel Kuhn earned second team all Big Ten honors with his second with his runner-up finish in the 800 meters, 147 there. Jason Chris took third in the men's 5,000 meters. And Brianna Johnson was third in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, a new career best time of 10:13.2 for Brianna. And Willie Morrison finished fourth in the men's shot put with a career best of 63.2. And Sophie Gudermuth, mentioning pole vaulting, 13.7.5 to tie for fourth in that event. Some of the highlights over the weekend from Nebraska. The women, by the way, of Ron Helmer finished 9th, and the men finished 10th in the final standings there. Well, Ohio State won its 4th straight rowing title. It's 7th overall out on Eagle Creek on Sunday. But Steve Peterson's 14th-ranked rowers earning a 4th-place finish as a team at the championships. That marks the 3rd consecutive season they have finished there. The top individual crew performance came from the 2nd varsity 8, who entered the regatta, and that was whittled down to just 1 day due to some high winds on Saturday. They were the 5th seed, but raced well and crossed the finish line in 3rd with a time of 6:31 to earn a bronze medal in the goings-on yesterday on Eagle Creek. By the way, following the racing, the All-Big Ten teams were announced, and Rebecca Brower picked up first-team honors. Emily Barber was named second-team All-Big Ten, and Hannah Henry was named the Team Sportsmanship Award honoree. And now the wait, the Hoosiers in the NCAA a year ago. Well, we'll see if they can make the big show again. They'll have to wait for the selection show tomorrow night at 5 to find out if they've earned a at-large bid to the big show, which will be held later this month out in Sacramento, California. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. To be followed, joined in progress, action from the Jake in Cleveland. It's the Battle of the Ohio through the first 4 days of this week. First 2 in Cleveland, next 2 in Cincinnati, and that will be the bill of fare. And again, we'll join the Reds in progress tonight after In the Zone commences and ends at 7 o'clock.
And the Reds get a victory yesterday, Joe. Slugged it out and beat the Phillies 9-4 in the city of brotherly love. Dan Straley gave him a good outing on the hill. That doesn't hurt either. Just got to put a few of these together. That was only the Reds' 3rd road victory of the season.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, but you
I beat you
it
to
anyway,
it.
So.
Well, there's not a whole lot of road stats we keep track of.
That's the kink in the armor right now. You know, so we'll see what can happen as they play Cleveland, who's a 500 ball club, but they still trail, I think, what, 5.5, 6 games because they're in the Central, and that's where the White Sox reside.
24 wins, and send your cards and letters. Thank you to the Yankees. Anybody else in that division? The Yankees beat them on Saturday and Sunday after losing Friday night. To Chris Sale, he's awfully, awfully good. White Sox 24 wins. Cubs lose yesterday 2-1. Joe, they only have 27 wins, so you've got 51 wins there on the in Chicago for baseball, and those are your two best records in the league. Now, you know I'm not a big racing guy, so I leave this to you on Mondays, but I woke up as my son was jumping on me at 8 o'clock in the morning and watched the Spanish Grand Prix and saw 18-year-old Max Verstappen win the Formula One race. 18-year-old kid winning a Formula One race. That was amazing in itself. What did I miss on the NASCAR beat this weekend?
Well, they rubbed paint right down to the end. It was Matt Kenseth winning at Dover, the mile track there. He and Kyle Larson right down to the finish line. Chase
Who's
Elliott
Kyle Larson?
Was third. Yeah, well,
where did he come
he's been
from?
Pretty competitive. He was a rookie a couple of years
ago. Okay.
Talk about young. He's only 23 now.
Yeah.
But Kenseth has been in a little bit of a slump.
Don't That's you think right. you have to think you're in? There's nothing that can ever happen to you. You're just indestructible.
That's
well,
right.
You know.
I think those well, race car
you,
drivers do age, better at young.
When you're that age, you think you're indestructible anyhow.
That's what I mean.
Mentioning age, you know, Bill Elliott's boy Chase is only 20. So we had a 20 and a 23-year-old finish, a 23 and a 20 finish second and third yesterday at Dover. One of my favorite drivers, Joey Logano, not having a real good start to May, started 22nd, finished 22nd. Story of the weekend, going racing, Simon Pagenaud, as he's been as hot as anything. He won the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, if you missed that, over the weekend, beating Elio Castroneves and James Hinchcliffe. At Indy, that's where they went backwards.
And it turned right and left, as opposed to today,
miles,
where they'll just turn. There's no right turn starting today, Joe, right?
But, right. I hope so.
Well, yeah, we hope
they don't want to turn. They just want to keep turning left. They don't turn right.
Exactly.
Those unfriendly walls there, they're unforgiving. But
rookie orientation,
stamped himself as one of the favorites for the 500, the 100th running coming up at the end of the month that we'll be carrying. And we have every year since 1949. So as you always like to say, you do the math because I can't think of it that quick. But 60-some years, isn't it? 67?
I thought it was 67 last year, so I'm thinking it's 68. But over 65 years of coverage right here on WGCL.
Hey, a couple of other notes. J.R. Holmes starting his program is basketball, junior high basketball clinic. I want to mention that because it starts after school today and runs through Thursday, $20 there. So transportation will be provided after school from each junior high to the high school. So FYI there. And congrats out to Femi Hellinger Jansen. How about scoring his first
Lovely.
Career MLS goal? Did you catch that?
I did.
I know you have, but
saw
he's
it.
Playing for who? New England?
New England. Him and Lee Wen, who played at IU as well, both scored on the weekend. So great stuff for the former Hoosiers. Double action there. Back post header, right where he should be.
So.
And good stuff from Femi on that. Good stuff from you as always, Joe.
Alrighty.
Jason Day wins the players. He's
$1.89
million richer. And I got
to
look.
He keeps working at it. He'll have a pretty good year.
Only 7 wins in his last 17 starts worldwide. Not bad.
Not bad
for the kid at all.
Joe, have a great week.
Good job, Smitty.
All right.
Joe Smith. Monday mornings, live on the telephone, 7:45 and 8:45.